弟兄姐妹们，大家平安。真的感谢神的恩典，能够让我们一起来敬拜他。
Thanks to God's grace that we can get together to worship Him.
你看见我在调整我自己的东西，就知道我最近的老花现象有点增加。
You can see me that I'm adjusting my glasses because my presbyopia is kind of increasing.
它使得我这个近的也看不清楚，远的也看不清楚。
So my near sight is fuzzy and my far sight is also fuzzy.
结果有时候这个远远的看到有人在跟我打招呼，但是因为看不清楚，我就不敢回答。
So oftentimes a lot of people waving at me at a distance, and I cannot see clearly. So that's why I don't want to reply.
所以你们坐在街上偶然的碰到我，看到我没有跟你打招呼的时候，请你不要见怪。
So if you see me on the street, you know, greeting to me, if I don't respond, you know, don't blame me.
这个眼睛看不清楚，实在很不方便。
It's really inconvenient if you cannot see clearly.
好，既然我们谈到了这个眼睛看清楚或看不清楚的这个现象，现在就让我用一张投影片来开始。
Today we'll talk about whether you can see things clearly or not, and I'll use this slides for illustration.
在这张投影片里面，你们应该可以看清楚的看到有一座这个大楼，就像鹤立鸡群一样的站在那边。
In this slide, you can see that there's a building with stand out from the crowd.
我相信我们当中有些人应该是认出来，那就是台北101。
I'm sure some of you will immediately recognize this is the Taipei 101 building.
台北101大楼是台湾北部的地标。
The Taipei 101 is the landmark in the northern Taipei.
它除了这个外形令人注目以外，晚上的夜景也相当的漂亮。
Not only this.Appearance is spectacular. This light sight is also very pretty.
目前101大楼是全台湾最高的建筑物。
And currently, Taipei 101 is the tallest building in Taiwan.
所以你从很远的地方你就可以看得见它。
And you can easily spot it out from far.
可是你如果说看到那个雾霾跟空气污染袭击的时候
，But when you see the smog and the air pollution attacks.
这么雄伟美丽的地标就会变得像下面这张投影片一样。
And this brilliant building will look like this slide.
一点都看不见。
And you cannot see any mostly.
当然，这一件是令台北居民非常担心的事情。
This is of course one of the most worry of the citizen of Taipei.
因为对他们的身体健康跟开车安全都有很大的影响。
Because this is a health hazardto their health and also a danger when for driving.
所以你如果比较前面一张跟现在这一张投影片的时候，我可以下一个结论。
If you compare this slide to the previous slide, I can make a conclusion.
就是看得见跟看不见101大楼是当地居民的一个身体健康的指标。
So whether the 101 tower is visible or invisible to the locals is an index to their physical health.
其实你如果稍微观察一下我们今天的环境。
If you actually observe today's our environment,
我们就会发现各样的污染早已充斥在我们的环境当中。
We can see all different types of pollution already surrounding in our lives.
空气污染只不过是其中一种而已。
And all pollution is only just one of them.
当然，另外还有道德跟灵性上的污染也是不容忽视的。
Besides that, the corruption in morality.And spirituality is also you cannot avoid.
对于空气污染，我们的肉眼可以很容易的就看到。
And our eye can easily see air pollution.
但是对于这个灵性的污染就不是那么容易的察觉了。
But it's very difficult to detect the spiritual pollution.
其实相对来说，空气的污染可以让我们看不见像台北101那样的大楼。
In contrast, the air pollution, make the Taipei 101 building invisible to us.
但是这个灵性的污染却会让我们看不见那在十字架上为我们牺牲的耶稣基督。
But the spiritual pollution make us cannot see clearly the Jesus Christ which is sacrificed for us.
进而使我们失去那得到永生的机会。
And maybe we will lose the chance for our salvation.
所以我也可以下一个同样的结论。
Maybe I can also make a similar conclusion.
就是看得见跟看不见耶稣基督是我们所有人属灵健康的指标。
And can see or cannot see Jesus Christ, in index to our spiritual health.
那么既然看得见跟看不见耶稣基督跟属灵的健康有关，
And we can see or cannot see Jesus Christ related to our spiritual health.
所以今天我就想继续来探讨我们上次的节目。
So today I want to continue to look at the same topics as last time.
也就是主啊，我要能看见。
That is, Lord, I want to see again.
这个题目我在上一次的分享中已经说过。
And this topic actually I shared last time.
是一个向神的呼求，也是一个渴望。
This is a call to God. It's also a desire.
是渴望在我们这个世纪纷乱、道德败坏的世界当中，我们能看到主耶稣的荣美。
This is a desire when we are in this chaotic and also morally corrupted world.That we can see Jesus' glory.
我当然盼望他是我们每个人的渴望。
I hope that this is all our is the desire for everyone here.
谈到了渴望。
And we talk about desire.
就让我自己想到我自己刚进 IBM 工作的时候。
That made me remember when I first joined IBM.
还是个菜鸟啊。
And I'm just a novice.
那时候我需要找一位所谓的良师益友。
At that time, I need to find a mentor.
来带我很快的进入这个 IBM 的状况
，so that I can get my feet wet。
在这个寻找当中，我碰到一位资深的工程师。
While I'm seeking, I met a senior engineer.
他问了我一个问题。
She asked me a question.
他说：“你在 IBM 的渴望是什么呢
？”What do you desire from IBM？
你是希望每一个人一听到你的名字就知道你是哪一方面的专家呢？还是一听到你的名字就愣了一下说 who?、
Do you want when people, everybody, you know, when they heard your name and they immediately know that you are the expert of a certain field, or you want it, people will be shocked and say who?
我当时是愣了一下。
I really shocked at that time.
不过我没有说 who, 我却说 what.
I didn't say who, but I say what.
因为我还不知道，我也没有想过这样的问题。
I didn't know and actually never think of these questions.
所以也不知道该怎么样的回答他。
And I don't know how to reply her.
在上一次的分享中，我们学到了。
And the sharing last time we have learned this.
在耶利哥城外的瞎子一共有两位。
There are actually two blind persons outside the city of Jericho.
其中被主耶稣医治的那一位叫做巴迪买。
And one of the of them was healed by Jesus was called Bartimaeus.
而且我们也把整个信息都分成三部分。
And we divided the message into three sections.
第一段就是一个能看见的渴望。
The first one is a desire, want and want to see.
第二个就是相信才能够看见。
And the second one is Believing is seeing.
第三段是看见后的回应。
And the third one is responses after seeing.
我们已经探讨过第一段，就是一个要能够看见的渴望。
We have shared about the first section, which is a desire of wanting to see.
从这个巴迪买的经历，我们也学会了实现一个渴望需要有三个条件。
From the experience of Bartimaeus, we have learned that the three conditions to realize the first desire.
大家还记得吗
？Do you remember?
我不是考试啊，我只是就像那个张牧师一样，稍微 review 一下。
This is not a quiz, but it's like Pastor Zhang that we want to just review it.
第一个就是需要有好奇心。
The first one is we need to have curiosity.
第二个是需要有迫切的感。
The second is an urgency.
最后当然也是最重要的就是神的怜悯。
The last one, of course, the most important one is the Lord's mercy.
我想我们在不同的时期可能都会有不同的渴望。
I think at different stage of life, we will have different desires.
但是在你这个一生当中，你有没有一个时候像巴迪买一样
？But throughout your life, do you have moments like a Bartimaeus?
那么迫切的想要达成某件事，见到某个人，或是想要得到医治呢
？Yes, so, have the urgency to finish something, or to see someone, or maybe to get healed.
我想应该都会有的。
I think yes.
不过我们有没有那种只要能够看见荣耀的主就心满意足的渴望呢？
But do we have the desire of, you know, you'll be satisfied by just seeing the glory of the Lord?
我当然盼望我的分享能够让你有这样的渴望。
I truly wish that my sharing will make you have this desire.
所以今天我们就进入第二部分，就讲到这个相信才能够看见。
And today we're going to concentrate on the second section, believing is seeing.
从刚刚读过的经文，当瞎子巴迪买大声的喊叫，迫切的呼求耶稣说：“大卫的子孙儿，可怜我吧。”
From the scriptures, it says that the blind man Bartimaeus, he shouted.And shouting and asking Jesus, the Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.
我们看到那些走在耶稣前头的人都责备他，不许他作声。
And we saw that the people who led the way actually rebuked him and asked him to be quiet.
为什么
？Why？
我想其中一个主要原因是因为在耶稣降生的那个年代。
I think that one of the main reasons is because at the time when Jesus was born.
以色列人受到极大的逼迫。
The Israelites was under heavy persecution.
他们热切的期待神应许已久的弥赛亚能够降临。
They really expecting God's promise for a Messiah to come.
当然，许多人都盼望有一位像英雄一样能够救他们脱离罗马的暴政。
I think many people actually they really hoping that a hero can deliver them from.The Romans regime.
但是耶稣并不是以那种政治或军事英雄的姿态来出现。
But Jesus didn't come as a political or military hero.
他反而成为一名的婴孩降生了。
But he came down as a baby.
因此许多人都认不出他是谁。
Therefore, a lot of people could not recognize him.
这也就是为什么使徒约翰说他到自己的地方来。自己的人倒不接待他的原因。
And this is why Apostle John said he came to that which has his own, but his own did not receive him.
当众人制止瞎子巴迪买的喊叫时，耶稣他听到了。
When the people actually asking Bartimaeus to keep quiet, but Jesus heard this.
他停下来，本来要进到新耶路撒冷。
And Jesus actually stopped.From entering the city of New Jericho.
接着他吩咐跟随他的人把巴迪买领过来。
And he asked the people that follow him to bring Bartimaeus to him.
就问巴迪买说：“你要我为你做什么？”
And he asked Bartimaeus, "What do you want from me?"
巴迪买说什么
？What did Bartimaeus ask?
他说：“主啊，我要能够看见。”
Say, "Lord, I want to see."
大家注意一下，这个巴迪买在这个时候称耶稣是主，也就是神的意思。
Please pay attention. At that time, Bartimaeus called Jesus Lord, which is also mean God.
使徒保罗曾说：“若不是被圣灵感动的，也没有能说耶稣是主的。”
And the disciple Paul said before, "No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit."
所以巴迪买是被圣灵感动而相信耶稣是那一位道成肉身的弥赛亚基督了。
It's clearly that Bartimaeus was moved by the Holy Spirit and believed that Jesus is the one who come to flesh as a Messiah.
当耶稣回答说你可以看见你的信救了你，巴迪买就立刻看见。
When Jesus replied, "You can see now, your faith has healed you," and Bartimaeus immediately can see.
我们可以看出这是个医治的神迹。
And we can see this is a miracle of healing.
而且从这个神迹里面我们可以看到三件事实。
And from this miracle, we can see three facts.
第一件事实是耶稣有胜过疾病的权柄。
The first fact is Jesus has the powers to be victory over disease.
在四福音书里面
In the Four gospel books.
它记载了许多耶稣施行医治的神迹。
It's recorded a lot of Jesus healing miracles.
比如说，耶稣在加百农医治了大臣的儿子。
The first one is maybe Jesus in Capernaum he healed the son of a high officials.
一次的从屋顶垂下来的瘫子和在毕士大池病了38年的瘫子。
He healed the paralyzed person who was lowered from the roof and also the paralyzed person from the Bethesda pool.
他也洁净了十个长大王疯的。
He has also cleansed 10 lepers.
使管沸腾的那个埃鲁的女儿复活。
He bring the daughter of Iro from the death.
以及最有名的是拉撒路从死里复活。
And also bring Lazarus from his death.
这些医治的神迹证实了耶稣有胜过疾病的权柄。
And this miracle of healing proved that Jesus has the powers of healing.
也显明了他是为怜悯我们软弱的神。
And also so that he's a God who have mercy on our weakness.
那么巴蒂买医治的这个神迹表明的第二件事实是什么呢？
And what is the secondA fast from these miracles,
也就是耶稣是位听祷告的神。
And that is Jesus is a listening God.
从今天的经文，我们看到巴提买多年的祷告蒙应允，他可以看见。
From the scripture, we learn that, and the many years of prayers from Bartimaeus has answered, and now he can see.
这告诉我们一件很重要的事实。
This tells a very important thing.
那就是神永远不会忘记我们的祷告的。
That God never forget our prayers.
即便是过了许久，他仍然是会做出回应。
Even though there's been a long time, but He will respond.
有时候我们所要求的并未蒙应允。
Oftentimes that what we ask has not been answered.
有时候神要我们等候。
And sometimes God really wants us to wait.
不管如何，他的回应永远都是出于爱。
But no matter what, his response always is based on love.
所以，当我们为我们的家人的得救来祷告的时候
，So whenever we pray for a salvation of our families,
请大家不要气馁。
And don't be discouraged.
神永远是不会忘记的。
God will never forget.
第三，从耶稣的回答巴提买。
The first from the response of Jesus to Bartimaeus.
我们看到巴提买对神的信心是他得医治的一个重要因素。
We can see that the faith of Bartimaeus is really what the most important factor of his healing.
巴提买的信心不但使他经历了能够看见的神迹。
The faith of Bartimaeus not only allow him to experience that the eye can see the miracles.
他也使众人看到一个医治的神迹。
And then.He made all people can see this miracle too.
所以这个医治的神迹的第三件事实就是要相信才能够看见。
So the third fact of this healing miracle is believing is seeing.
这也是我今天想要跟大家分享的主要信息。
And this is the main message I want to share with you today.
如果大家还记得我曾经跟大家分享过一个题目。
I don't know if you remember that I have shared with you on one topic.
就是你的神够大吗？如何真正的经历他？
And it is your God big enough and how to truly experience him?
在这个信息当中我提到了这个英国诗人小说家 C.S. Lewis.
And the message I mentioned about a British poet and a novelist C.S. Lewis.
他著作了一个小说系列叫做纳尼亚传奇。
He has written a novel series called The Chronicles of Narnia.
C.S. Lewis 借这个《纳尼亚传奇》中的人物，他传达了一个很重要的观念。
And through The Chronicles of Narnia, and C.S. Lewis conveyed to us a very important concept.
那就是只有那些愿意相信神的人才能够看见。
The concept is only the one who willing to believe God can see.
看见什么呢？
And see what?
看见神的荣耀，看见神是如何进入人类的时间跟空间，来成就一些奇妙的作为。
To see the glory of God and to see that and how God entered into human space time and do miracle things.
比如说，我们主耶稣的道成肉身降世为人。
For example, is the flesh become the word become flesh and he come to us.
换句话说，要相信才能够看见这些奇妙的作为。
In other words, is you believing, is seeing.
当然，这样的观念跟我们所熟悉的这个眼见为凭的观念是相当不同。
Of course, this is the very, a direct opposite to our concept of seeing is believing.
而且是有点互相违背。
And this is contradicting too.
那么这个眼见为凭有什么缺点跟偏差呢？
What is the limit or disadvantages of this being is seeing is believing?
让我分享一个小故事。
Let me share with you a short story.
在1884年，有一位年轻人不幸的染上了可怕的传染病——伤寒。
In the year of 1884, a teenager actually, unfortunately, catch a contagious disease.
他染上了不久。他染上后不久就病发去世了。
And he kind of like he was dead after not long after he have catch the disease.
他的父母在这个悲痛之余，几经商量，就决定要为他设立一个纪念碑来纪念他。
In the time of despair, then his parents actually finally decided to make him a monument.
于是这两位老人家就风尘仆仆地来到东岸的波士顿。
And these two old persons, you know, went a long way to come to Boston.
准备要见当时的大哈佛大学的校长 Charles Willard.
And they want to be ready to see the chancellor of the Harvard University, Mr. Charles Elliott.
来商讨这个捐献的事情。
To discuss about the donation affair.
他们到了这个校长办公室。
And they came to the chancellor's office.
这个校长秘书看见这位夫妇身着朴实，一副乡下人的样子。
And the secretary saw that these two old persons are wearing very common clothes and look as a common villagers.
就推脱说校长很忙，现在在开会。
And tell them excuse that the chancellor is really busy. He's having meetings.
所以这对夫妇就只好耐心的等在外面。
So these old couples.Can only just wait outside the room patiently.
在等待了许久以后，他们终于见到了这个校长。
After waiting for a long time, they finally see the chancellor.
就向他表示想要捐钱建一个纪念碑的想法。
And just express to the chancellor that they want to build a monument.
这个校长听了他们的想法后，看了他们一眼。
After the chancellor heard their what they said, and he looked at them.
他就有点不耐烦地对他们说。也许你们应该考虑设立一个奖学金就够了。
And then he looked at him and talked to them kind of impatiently, say, maybe you can just set up a scholarship.
这夫妇两人中的太太就很快地回答说。
And the missus of the couple just respond quickly.
我们想要奉献更多。
We want to offer more.
也许是一栋大楼。
Maybe a building.
这个时候，这个校长就带着有点轻蔑的口气婉拒他说。
And then this time the chancellor refused them with a patronizing tone.
他说建一栋大楼需要花费很多钱，你们可能是负担不起的。
You need a lot of money to build a building. You may not be able to afford it.
这两位老人家听完以后就安然的离开了。
And the old couple heard about it. They were kind of sad and left.
这一年之后，这个 Charles 校长听到了一个消息。
And after a year, the Chancellor Charles he heard a news.
就是这对身着朴实、向乡下人的夫妇捐献了2600万，在西岸的加州设立的 Leland Stanford Junior University.
And the fact is, these two villagers, a couple, they donate $26 million to set up the Leland Stanford Junior University in the West Coast.
也就是今天很有名的 Stanford University.
And it's the former name of this currently very famous Stanford University.
你们觉得这个 Charles 校长听到这个消息以后会不会很懊恼？
Do you think that the Chancellor Charles would become really frustrated after he heard about the news?
我想应该会的吧。
And I think he will.
我们可以看出这是一个很典型的以貌取人、失之子语的故事。
And I think this is a very typical example of, you know, aAnd of the face, a fair face may be a foul bargain.
其实这个旧约的先知撒母耳也曾经犯过同样的错误。
And actually, the prophet Samuel has committed similar mistakes.
我们记得，如果当撒母耳受神的差遣到伯利恒人耶西那里去
，When Samuel was sent by God to Jesse, the man in Bethlehem. He wanted to anoint one of the sons of Jesse to be the king of Israel. Samuel thought that God wanted to anoint the brother of David called Eliab.
谁知道神却对撒母耳说，他说：“不要看他的外貌和他身材高大，我不拣选他，因为耶和华不像人看人，人是看外貌，耶和华是看内心。”
However, God said to Samuel, "Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at."
我们这个回去经文的37-39节。
If we go back to the scripture, to verse 37 and 39,
我们看到那些走在耶稣前头的人都责备巴尼买，不许他作声。
We can see that the people who led the way actually rebuked Bartimaeus and asked him to be quiet.
他们的行为其实也是一种以貌取人、眼见为凭的结果。
And this kind of behavior is the same as, you know, you judge people by appearance and also seeing is believing.
因为对众人来讲，耶稣看起来明明是个人。
Because for the people, and Jesus is just a common man.
而且是拿撒勒的人。
And a man from Lazarus.
怎么会是他们等待的弥赛亚呢？
How could he be the Messiah that they've been waiting for a long time?
所以这个眼见为凭的观念是很容易产生偏差的。
So this idea of seeing believing is, you know, easily can make a lot of mistakes.
那我们怎么样应用它在今日生活当中呢？
And how can we apply this in our daily life?
首先在家人、教会、兄弟姐妹之间的相处。
First, when we are interacting with our family members or the brother and sister in the church.
我们需要注意的是不要眼见为凭。
We need to pay attention not to work like seeing is believing.
因为许多不必要的误会都是在这个完全没有完全了解全部实情之前就妄下了定论。
Because a lot of unnecessary misunderstanding will happen and we will make a lot of premature conclusion.
那么难道相信才能够看见的观念就没有缺点吗？
However, is there's no problem with believing and seeing?
当然也可能有
，But actually that may be，
因为 C.S. Lewis 在《纳尼亚传奇》里面已经说过了，就是这个观念有一个很重要的前提。
And C.S. Lewis also told us in the Chronicles of Narnia that is a prerequisite for that。
也就是说，那要看你所相信的对象是谁。
That is, it depends on who you believe。
让我举个例子来说明。
And let me make an example of this.
如果我们回去读这个创世纪，
When we go back to read the book of Genesis,
我们知道当神创造亚当跟夏娃的时候，
We know that when after God created Adam and Eve,
他给了他们眼睛、视力，
He gave them an eye and eyesight.
所以他们可以看见神在伊甸园中一切奇妙的创造。
So they can see all God's wonderful creation in the Garden of Eden.
这当然包括在园中的生命树跟分别善恶树。
Of course, that includes the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evils.
但是当夏娃受了蛇的引诱而看到那棵分别善恶树的时候，
But when Eve was tempted by the serpent and see the tree of knowledge of good and evil,
这个创世纪的3:6有这样的描述。
And then the book of Genesis chapter 3 and verse 6 says this.
他说，于是女人见那棵树的果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就摘下果子来吃了，又给她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。
When a woman saw the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it.She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it.
请注意，夏娃是先被蛇引诱，相信了他的话。
Please pay attention to this. And Eve was the first one to be tempted, and she trusted its words.
所以当他看到那棵分别善恶树的时候，他的肉眼证实了他所相信的。
So when she saw the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and he already believed in it.
因为他也就是说，怎么讲？可喜爱的能使人有智慧的这个结论。
He believed in the conclusion that it is good and pleasing to the eye and also desirable.
换句话说，夏娃的心思意念已经先被污染了。
In other words, Eve's heart already been polluted.
以至于她看到她心里想要看到的。
And so she actually will only see what her heart wants to see.
这有点像我们今天做太太的听了别人的传言。
This is kind of like when your wife and heard about some rumors of.
怀疑自己的先生在搞婚外情有小三。
And doubting.A husband is having an affair with a third person.
所以每当这个先生跟其他女人在谈话的时候，他就以为大有问题。
So when the husband talks to another woman, then the wife will think this is a big problem.
所以由此可见，当个人的主观被污染而有所偏差的时候
，So whenever the subjective view of a person was corrupted and deviated.
这个相信才能够看见的观念也会造成不良的后果。
And this concept of believing is serving will create a bad consequence.
其实在今天这个手机网络这么普遍的环境之下
，Even though in this world we are, you know, the cell phone and that word is so popular.
不管你喜欢不喜欢，我们每天我们都会从这个社群网络平台，就像 WeChat、Line、Facebook、Twitter， 接收了一大堆的信息。
So whether you like it or not, you receive a lot of message from, you know, WeChat, Line, Facebook, and Twitter.
但是我们都知道，不是每一件信息都是可以相信的。
But we know that not all the message can be trusted.
事实是，大部分的信息根本是无关紧要。
In fact, a lot of the message is irrelevant.
也有可能会污染我们的心灵健康。
And we also corrupted our spiritual health.
对不起啊，希望我的口气不会像川普一样。对新闻媒体那样的负面。
So forgive me. Hopefully, my tone will not like Trump and that kind of you know negative to the media.
我想我要说的是，我们相信的，如果我们相信那些假消息
，And I think that if we believe in those fake message,
我们就是中了那恶者撒旦的诡计。
Then we were tricked by Satan.
我们就会慢慢的，就像我这个老花眼一样，近的也看不清楚，远的也看不清楚。
We'll soon become like my presbyopia that you cannot see from far and cannot see from near.
总而言之，这个眼见为凭所讲究的是凭自己的肉眼所看到的来做判断。
So this is seeing and believing and emphasize onBased on what you see and you make the judgment.
因此着重于对自己的信心。
And it emphasizes on your own faith.
当我们所相信的只是自己，那我们所看见的也只是这个世界。
So if we only believe our own self, and then we can only see this world.
也就是看到自己的成就而已。
And this, we can only see our own achievement.
所以说穿了，我们仍然是在体贴自己的肉体。
And as a matter of fact, we are just all still governed by our flesh.
使徒保罗就曾警告我们说
，The Apostle Paul has warned us before.
体贴肉体就是以神为仇，因为不服神的律法也是不能服。
The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God.God's law, or can it do so?
这样的结果，保罗说乃是死，也就是与神永远的隔离。
And this leads to what Paul said is this is death, and is an eternal separation from God.
反过来说，相信才能够看见，所讲究的是对神的信心。
In contrast, believing is seeing emphasized on your faith towards God.
当我们相信耶稣是神的儿子。是我们的救主的时候
，When we believe that Jesus is the Son of God, is our Savior,
那我们就有那永生的盼望
，and we'll have the hope of eternal life.
我们所能看见的就不只是这个世界而已
，and what we see is not only this world.
我们所能看见的，将如经上所记，神为爱他的人所预备的是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。
So what we'll see is like the scripture said, how what no eyes have seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the things that God has prepared for those who loved him. When I look back to my past, I have to admit that God's leading is really wonderful.
有句话说，生命只能往前走，但是只有回头才能够理解它。
That's a saying that life will go forward, you can only understand when you turn your head back.
从我愿意放弃在台湾平静安稳的工作
，And since I give up my stable and comfortable jobs in Taiwan,
我离开了刚成立不久的小家庭
，And I left the family that I started.
漂洋过海来到这边。读书工作
and cross the ocean and come to here to study and work.
最后认识了主耶稣
and finally I know Jesus.
接受他成为我个人的救主
and I receive him as my personal savior.
真的只有相信后回头看才能够理解
It's true that only you first believe and you turn your head back and then now you understand.
才能看见原来一切都是神的手在带领。
And then you can see and see that this is God's hand is all the, leading all the time.
这是我想起这个旧约中的人物约瑟。
This let me remember characters in the Old Testament is Joseph.
他从十几岁被自己的兄弟们出卖到埃及做奴隶管家。
He was sold by his brothers when he was 10 and to Egypt as a slave.
一直到三十几岁当埃及的宰相
Until he reached 30, he became the prime minister of Egypt.
其中所遭遇的酸甜苦辣并为我们所能够体会的
And all he had experienced, and we cannot really comprehend.
然而当他与自己的兄弟们相认的时候他说
After he kind of like, recognized with his own brothers,
他说：“这样看来，差我到这里来的不是你们，乃是神。”
He said, "So then, it was not you who sent me here, but God."
他使我如法老的父，做他全家的主，并埃及全地的宰相。
He made me father to Pharaoh, lord of this entire household and ruler of all Egypt.
可见的，当我们相信神是满有恩慈跟怜悯的时候
，and so that when we believe God is with full of grace and mercy,
我们所看见的将不是人生的苦难
what we see is not just the sufferings,
而是神那美好的旨意
It's God's wonderful will.
难怪雅各书作者会说，我的弟兄们，你们若在百般的思念，都要以为大喜乐
The wonder the author of the book of James said,Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds.
当我们愿意凭着自对神的信心来行事为人的时候
，So when we want to live the lives according to God,
我们将会看到神的奇妙作为在教会、在自己、在他人的生命上。
We will see the wonderful word of God in church and your family and among us.
这也就是相信才能够看见的实际意义。
And there's a real meaning of believing is seeing.
好，到了最后一段。
And the last section.
我不知道你有没有听过有人这样说。
I don't know if you have heard people say this.
不要看人，只要看神。
Don't look on people.But you look upon God.
意思是说人都是不完美的，都会做错事的，只有神才是完美的。
Oh, that means people are not perfect. They will make mistakes. Only God is perfect.
所以不要去看人，而是要去看神。
So never look at people, but look upon God.
但是你如果再深入的想一下的时候
，But you really think deeper on this.
你就会发觉这里好像有点不大对劲。
And you can sense there's something wrong here.
因为圣经明明的清楚地告诉我们神是灵
The scripture really tells us that God is a spirit
我们的肉眼是看不见他了
Our naked eye cannot see him
既然肉眼看不见神又不能看人那要看什么了
If our naked eye cannot see God and cannot see man, then what can we see?
好问题啊。
It's a good question.
还好这个使徒约翰给我们了一个提示。
And luckily, Apostle Paul, John gave us a hint.
他说从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
And John said, no one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God, and his closest relationship with the Father has made him known.
所以我们只要能够看见神的独生子耶稣基督，我们就可以看见神了。
So, if we can only just see Jesus, then we can see it. Through him, we can see God.
所以让我问一个问题啊。
So let me ask you a question.
今天在这里你们看见耶稣了吗？
So, in here today, do you see God? See Jesus?
你可能会说没有啊。
And you may say, no.
我只看到一群人，有老有少，有男有女。
I only see a crowd of people, and old and young, and male and female.
从表面来看，确实是如此啊。
On the surface, yes, it really looks like that.
让我再进一步问一下，你有没有看到一群神的儿女们呢？
So I ask you, further, do you see a group of God's children here?
换句话说，你有没有看到一群接受耶稣基督、信他名的人呢？
In other words, do you see a group of people who receive Jesus Christ?
我相信你的答案应该是肯定的吧。
And I believe your answer is positive.
所以既然如此，那么今天你在这里应该看见耶稣了。
As a matter of fact, today you should be seeing Jesus here.
如果你还说没有，
if you still say no,
那我只能这样解释。
I can only explain like this.
就是我们这些所谓神的儿女还没有完全长成基督的身量。
So that is what we are so-called children of God. We haven't grown up to the size of Jesus.
我们还需要继续追求更像耶稣。
We will need to pursue and also be more like Jesus.
不过另外一个解释是这样子。
But another explanation is like this.
就是你自己并没有敞开心来相信耶稣是可以拯救你的弥赛亚。
Is that you still haven't opened your heart to accept Messiah.
所以你还是看不见他。
Therefore, you still haven't seen him.
就好像被空气污染那个台北101大楼一样。
And just like the Taipei 101building in the smog.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
So, loving brothers and sisters,
圣经很清楚地告诉我们，神是我们的盼望、倚靠和信心的源头。
The scripture told us very clearly that God is our hope, our help, and a source of faith.
他的大能跟同在乃是许多旧约故事的根基。
His mightiness and His presence is a foundation of many stories in the Old Testament.
但是有的时候，生活中的挫折会让我们质疑这些所认识的真理。
But a lot of times, all the frustrations in our life will make us to doubt about this truth.
特别是当我们遇到困境的时候。
Especially when we face difficulties.
就还能看到这些有与神有关的真理。
Then it will be very hard for us to see. This is the truth related to God.
在这种时候，我们需要用圣经的视角来看待我们的经历。
And so, in this time, we need to use the perspective of this gospel to look at our experience.
而这个圣经的视角是需要以对神的信心为基础的。
And this biblical perspective is based on your faith on God.
这样我们才能够明白神的心意，看到神的能力和荣耀的彰显。
Only that we will remember God's will and we'll see the power and glory of Him.
我们看到瞎子巴提买即使是无法像常人一样的看见。
We see that the blind man Bartimaeus, he can never see things like a normal man.
但是由于他对耶稣的信心使他的心眼打开了。
But his faith on Jesus opened up his inner eyes.
以至于他看见了这个肉眼无法看见的。
Therefore, he sees that something that his eyes cannot see.
也就是耶稣的真正身份是基督，是弥赛亚。
That this true identity of Jesus is Christ and the Messiah.
这样的信心驱使他迫切地寻求主耶稣的医治。
And this truth and urge him to seek about Jesus' healing.
以至于他多年的渴望得以实现，他可以看见。
So that his desire for a long time have finally been succeeded, fulfilled.
他不只是个肉眼恢复了视力，可以看见世界的一切。
Not only his flesh eye can see things.
他也看见了主耶稣基督。
And he also see Jesus.
这个也就是有信心才能够看见的一个例子。
This is an example of, you know, only the one with faith can see.
我盼望今天的信息能够让你对巴蒂玛的渴望看见神，和他对神的信心有更深的体会跟认识。
I truly hope that today's message and that you see the desire of Bartimaeus to see God and his faith to God.
我更愿神能够祝福你，想要看见他的渴望。
And may God bless you so that you can see, you have this desire to see him more.
好，谢谢。
Thank you.
让我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
感谢你能够让我们看见你。
We thank you that we can see you.
看见你的荣美。
And we can see your glory.
看见你在我们身上奇妙的作为。
And see the miracle and wonderful thing that you have done on us.
愿你自己亲自带领我们每个人的一生一世。
May you lead our life eternally.
打开那些还没有认识你的人的心眼。
And open their heart for those who has not believed in you.
让他们也同样能够看见你。
So that they can see you also.
我们这样子的仰望祷告是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
And this our praying and thanksgiving is from Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.